This morning to the seniors, obviously, you know, we have the privilege of being Osek BaTorah. Just to try to direct the zechuyos of our learning towards Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, very, very important on a day like today. We shouldn't be unmindful, as I spoke about this morning, Tzion hi dorei she'en la, michlal debay adrisha. So it's very much on our minds. So yesterday we began to discuss the Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak of Masech Debrachos. So the simple reading of the Mishnah is certainly that Kavanas Aleiv should be required, and small wonder, after all, we are dealing with a mitzvah of Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim. To say that that wouldn't require Kavanah would almost be an absurdity. It would be difficult to understand how one exactly could be Mekabel O Malchus Shamayim without Kavanah. But the question is, you know, what exactly is defined as the Shi'ur of Kavanah? How far does one have to go? And this is far from a Davar HaMuskam in terms of the Tanoim and the Amoraim. But we started off with the answer, so to speak, and wanted to work backwards from there. So there is a shita, not in Yad Gimel Amid Aleph, but if you turn the page on Yad Gimel Amid Beis of Reb Meir, we almost never paskin like Reb Meir, but Levi, in this case, we paskin like Reb Meir, that it's only Pasuk HaRishon, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, because Halacha Kevasrai, as the Bali Atosos point out, and that is something that the Rishonim all embrace, because Rava endorses the view of Rabbi Meir. And in the continuation of that Gemara, so we had a Maimar of Sumchos, but there was all kinds of different fascinating concepts of Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim within that first pasuk of Ma'arich Be'echad V'shlo Yachto Fesached V'yarich Be'dalid. And the idea that kept on coming up over and again was Shamayim V'aretz V'dalid Ruchos, right? This idea that God somehow, His Majesty, fills the entire world. I think we were medayik a number of times in Rashi, that Rashi speaks about that in terms of v'yichavin belibo, till a person can take the time to fully understand, but not to go overboard, as the Gemara says. You don't have to go on forever. Presumably you could go on forever all day thinking about these things, but there's some kind of a limit. Kevan shim lichu b'shamayim v'aretz v'dalet aruchos, that would be sufficient. But we saw that's far from the only view. And we saw a little bit earlier, Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, to the top of Yud Gimel Amid Beis, V'hayu hadvarim ha'ela asher anochi mitzav chayom al vavecha, V'hayu might indicate there's a problem with Kriya l'mafreya, it's a din in the Kriya itself, or it might indicate something else entirely. This was the sheet of Rabbi Lezer, V'hayu hadvarim ha'ela asher anochi mitzav chayom al vavecha, l'vavecha would indicate, again, lev, that requires kavana. So what was the understanding of Rabbi Lezer, Avi? What's that point, though? So that is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosos. Very good. Is it ad v'ad bichlal? Everybody agrees that you're not going to stop in the middle of the pasuk, right? Is it ad v'ad bichlal, or is it ad v'lo ad bichlal? So the position of the Bali Atosos is more mekel in this case, just right, Shema and V'ahavta, and they explain themselves. What's their shita based on? That the nature of the mitzvos up until that point are mitzvos that really require kavana. What is Yichud Hashem without kavana? What is Avas Hashem or Yiras Hashem? Wherever you darshan Yiras Hashem from, we had a theory. Maybe it's based on Afilu Hu Notel Asna Shecha, based on the way the Bali Tosfos formulated that comes after V'ahavta. But all of those mitzvos are clearly mitzvos balev, where they don't have necessarily affiliated ma'asim. We spoke a little bit, some of us earlier, about how mila is a mitzvah that's an outgrowth of ahava. That's what the Rambam puts as a culmination of sefer ahava. But basically, those are mitzvos balev, yichud Hashem, and avas Hashem, and yiras Hashem. So that's what the Bali Tosfos think is logical to cut off Rabbi Eliezer shita. Rashi disagreed, and Rashi says it has to encompass the words V'hayu hadvarim ha'ela sharnochim etzav chayom al vavecha. L'vavecha is the very source for kavana itself. But we also mentioned the fact, Ephraim, that that pasuk corresponds to which mitzvah? V'hayu hadvarim ha'ela sharnochim. Very good. Talmud Torah, we spoke a little bit about the Rambam, which is that without Talmud Torah, you can't even have anything else. Shehu ha'ikar ha'gadol shehakol taloi bo. So we have a machlokes again, between Rabbi Eliezer, how to understand Rabbi Eliezer, Rashi, and Tosas. Rabbi Eliezer wasn't even only the only Daya. So Ben Sion, what was the other Daya? We really ought to have Paskin like this Daya. It's a day of Rabbi Akiva, it's a day of Rabbi Yehuda, it's endorsed by Rabbi Yochanan, which really is Kriyas Kol HaParsha Kula. You can't just take Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad outside of its natural context. It belongs to a parsha, right? We talk about parshios. We talk about Be'emza parshios. We talk about Be'na parshios. You can talk about a parsha. So the Bali Atosos sort of had it on a technical basis, Yehuda. What was the Bali Atosos' technical basis for saying what they said? They said it has to do with... you're one step ahead. You're one step ahead. Eitan? Mikey? Exactly. The pasuk says, "Vayu adrim leishar nochi mitzavcha," and not asher tzivisicha. So mitzavcha starts to point you mikan ulehaba. So what comes next? Of course, vishinanta levanecha v'dibar tabam. We have the mitzvah tefillin shel yad, tefillin shorosh, and mezuzah, and that's already a bigger chiddush, because to say that those require, when you talk about that, that requires a special amount of kavana. Now you're getting into the realm of mitzvos maasios, right? So certainly, they have a relationship with Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. We've already seen that Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim Shlema might actually include a number of these mitzvos, especially tefillin. We talked about Sheva Bayom Hilal Ticha Al Mishpatei Tzidkecha, that might even include tzitzis as well. But the bottom line is that's a bigger chiddush to say Asher Anochi Mitzavcha points in the direction into the mitzvos masios, that even that recitation requires kavana. That is the shita of Rabbi Akiva. And again, the only reason that we don't paskin that way, normally we would paskin that way, Rabbi Yochanan is a major, major endorsement, seems to be on the basis of halacha kibasra. Now, Yehuda, you had started to say something very important, right? Once you say, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha points you mikanu l'haba, so how do you know where to stop? Why should you stop davka b'parsha rishona? So Eila is a miyud. So how far would you have gone? Right, you would have at least gone through the second paragraph. Vayomer is a different story, as you pointed out. But the first paragraph and the second paragraph thematically are so similar, right, Jimmy? Right, they deal with, they both have tefillin, they both have Talmud Torah, they both have mezuzah, they both have avas Hashem. It's true, schar va'onesh is introduced in the second paragraph, it's not the first paragraph. So we quoted, you know, based on the Sifrei, the famous Maimar Chazal, which is cited by Rashi, that fundamentally, what's the difference between Parsha Rishon and Parsha Shnia? Not like Rabbi Yishov ben Karcha says here, but Yoni? Right, Lashon Yochid versus Lashon Rabin, but basically we should think to go ahead and plow straight through to the second paragraph, to Dvarim Perikid Aleph. Ephraim, you had some beautiful suggestions, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom, right, that there's no reason to think that we didn't continue straight from Eschanan all the way through the end of Parshas Ekev, okay? So that was the way that Ephraim wanted to put it, and that was also a very beautiful idea. But the bottom line is that they say that's what Ha'ela comes to do, is to cut you off at the end of Parsha Rishona, Ad Kan Srichen Kavana Salev, Mikan Ve'elach Enan Srichen Kavana Salev. We're going to see multiple deos about that in the Gemara today. I'm going to distribute a sheet. I just reorganized that. You know, the package I gave you was so huge, so I'm just going to give you a single sheet to deal with the matters of Kavana Salev. Hopefully just simplify and make it an easier presentation for you, where everything is included on the sheet and it's one clean sheet in terms of Kavana Salev. But today we'll focus almost entirely on the relationship between the Parsha Rishona and the Parsha Shania. Why don't you take it for us? This is the Ritva. Okay, so Tan Rabbanan, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, An Kan Srichas Kavana Salev, Divrei Rav Meir. Amarava. Okay, so first of all, V'chein Halacha. So the Ritva says this is Aliba de Hilchasa also, just like the Bali Atosus, okay? Tevos. So this is important. Why did I have you see the Ritva? Just to say that he confirms Bali Tosos? No. I wanted to see something else. Ilan, what am I interested in?
He thinks that Kavana is not actually that you have Kavana about what the words mean, but only that you have Kavana about what the letters are.
Ooh, you think that's what Kavana's Tevos are? If, okay, Ephraim?
To say the words exactly right. But no.
Oh, okay. Okay, Yenison?
I was
going
to say what
you're
trying to say.
Levi?
Because Kavana is not about Kavana the words, but Kavana of all of the Kavana. Or
what is Tevos? What does that mean? Yeah, no?
Words.
the implications, that's already a very, very high level. Yehuda?
It means boxes. I don't know how that works in this context.
No, no, words, tevos, it's just words, yeah.
You don't even you have to have kavana for kabbalah and lachashma the entire time, but for the first pasuk, it's the only time you need it.
Okay, so that's a very interesting thing. So what I was hoping that people might have in the back, we're going to get to the second semester, is
we like talk.
Just say it out.
Chaim says, on, I think
that was what I had in mind. I just wanted to show you this. Okay, go ahead.
He says, I think it's the sheet of the Rambam, but basically.
Now, it's two different indications in the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam Hilchos Tefillah, where you actually need Kavana. The Rambam says Kavana is one of the things that's Ma'akev is HaTefillah Kula.
Right.
And then the Rambam also says, but you need Kavana just in Avos.
Right.
So Reb Chaim wrote a whole essay about this. Go ahead, Ephraim.
Yeah, kavana that you're only the same melech for the entirety of tefillah.
Okay.
But for the kavana, what the words actually mean, you only need that in the first.
Okay, so that's what you call kavana satevos ela pasuk rishon. So I just wanted to show you the Ritva has a very similar idea. Now, we don't know exactly what he would say in terms of a broader sense of kavana beyond the first pasuk. Would he say the first parsha, the entire paragraph? That's something that remains to be determined. But he says that what we mean by kavana salev in the first pasuk is kavanas tevos, right? The actual words themselves, right? Remember we talked about in Rashi yesterday that we're going to be mamlech hakadosh baruch hu bashamayim uva'aretz u'madalad ruchos to understand that the one supreme ruler is the supreme ruler over, you know, everything, even the Islamic Republic itself. He really rules over the supreme ruler there. Okay, so that's what the Ritva is alluding to, is Kavanas HaTevos. That's a very important line in the Ritva. What about the Rambam? Okay, the Rambam already gives us a sense of what the contrast of the Pasuk Rishon is. Okay, Levi, take it away. This is the Rambam. Okay, so let's just be clear. He's not recommending that a person should give up on kavana, but he's saying, b'di'evet, if a person didn't have kavana, nevertheless, Levi, he would be yotze, right? Okay. So he's not recommending it, but b'di'evet, yotze. Now, afilu, that the Rambam is saying, as opposed to the first pasuk, very interesting. He comes back and he restates it at the end, but you absolutely must. It's absolutely kuva, right? This is a din d'oraisa likuva. Person didn't have kavana, first pasuk of Shema. They have to go back and repeat it, right? Clear. So the rest of that, the Rambam says, we're going to assume that you read the whole thing. Parshios ha'elu for the Rambam probably means what? Yeah, very good. The Parshios ha'elu, the same Parshios that he. I'll say there's that. Thank you very much. Okay? So the Rambam, right, isn't denying what would appear to be a chi of kriya. More information to come on this later for the entire three parashios. But the bottom line is the Rambam says, kavana is only required, absolutely, Shema Yisrael, Shem Mekadosh, Shem Echad. Tosvos, Ritva, the Rambam, they all agree here. They paskin like Reb Meir, halacha, kibasrai. Levi.
So when it says Parshios Elu,
good.
Also because it says Korei B'Tavu Dako, then you find an alternative, which is Magia as Parshios Elu. So if you were reading Torah like in a normal way, you wouldn't come across all three in the order of Kishmah. So therefore, the alternative would be what you're talking about.
Okay, good. Now, I happen to think that he's also trying to integrate the line in the Gemara in Yigim Amud Aleph, where, you know, the Gemara deflects the possibility that there's Kavana Belev even for the first Pasuk, but I hear exactly what you're saying. Okay, so what I want to now do is to pick up where we had left. Why don't you read the Gemara for us? Okay, so Tanya Idach V'Hayu. Okay, so you can't read backwards, whatever that means. That the words, the psukim, the parashios, the multiple options, we're not quite there yet. Okay?
Jewish children had conversations.
Okay, so let's take this very slow because the Gemara itself is very complex. You see, I diagrammed everything behind me on the board so you guys can visualize it as we're learning it. The pashtus of the Gemara, I mean, this takes us back to Gufa the Machlokas, Rashi Tosas about Rabbi Eliezer, is until, right, that pasuk. And yet, David, what did you immediately notice in terms of the Rishonim? And Ezra will be back to you in a second, but that the way that which Rishon interprets, right, the Gemara, right, takes it away from that pasuk. Ezra? Rashi says you're dealing with Parsha Rishon and Parsha Shnia. Hence it's in the section of the relationship. So you have Machlokas Marzutra Rabbi Yoshia, how to understand what exactly the requirements of Kavana are Parsha Rishon and Parsha Shnia. So remember, up until now we've been dealing with Pasuk Rishon and the first two Psukim and the first three Psukim. So that term, V'hayu ha'dvarim ha'ilah sh'anochem etzav chayom al v'avecha, so that pasuk can be found in the Parsha Rishona and the Parshas Hashma. But you could have read the Gemara, right, as being very specific to those psukim, just like we talked about with respect to Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, so Rabbi Zutra Omer, Ad kan mitzvos kavana, mikan vo'elach, Rashi says, Parshas v'ayayim shemoa is a mitzvah of kriya. It's like there's a maisa mitzvah of kriya, but the actual requirement of kavana has dissipated in that boundary between the Parsha Rishon and the Parsha Shnia. There's still a Maisa Mitzvah, but the Kavana somehow is no longer required. So that's a fascinating idea. We'll see what the derivation is in a second. So what Zutra is saying is that there's a Maisa Mitzvah Kriya the whole time. But, right, it's like, you know, think about Vidui and Tshuva, or your Tefillah, you know, the Kiyum Shebalev, Amidah Bifnei HaMelech, you're reciting the words. At some point, that requirement for Kavana is going to dissipate away, according to Rabbi Zutra. Okay, so let's understand Rabbi Zutra. Let's understand Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia seems to be saying something perhaps even more provocative. He's suggesting that you start out again with Kavana Shebalev, and you have a Maisa Mitzvah Kriya, and at some point, right, you know, the Maisa Mitzvah of Kriya is going to dissipate, but Kavana is going to run all the way through. Remember the Bali Atosa said, V'hayu advarim ha'ela, had you not had ha'ela, the natural point would have been to say that Kavana runs all the way straight through the second paragraph. And by the way, lo and behold, that would appear to be the Shita of Rabbi Yoshia. So let's try to figure out what the derivations are and how that impacts it. Okay, so guys, let's stick with the Gemara for a second. Let's, you know, try to really, really focus in. As Noam was kidding around before, right? Enormous kavana, because this Gemara is obviously vital. Okay, go ahead, Ezra. So the pasuk says in the second paragraph, "Limatim busam es b'neichem lidaber bam." So lidaber bam, even that's a lesson of dibor that's being used interchangeably here with kriya, which is fascinating. Not necessarily the same thing. Kriya, we think about kriyas halal, kriyas megillah, kriyas shema. Okay, but we're using that in terms of, just 1 second, Shimi, we're using that in terms of establishing a maisa mitzvah of kriya. Okay? Limatim osam is b'neichem lidaber bam. So hachanami. So the first and the second paragraph, they sound a lot alike. So, you know, what's the difference between Limatim osam es b'necha daber bam versus Vishinant l'vanecha v'dibarta bam? Right, the Rambam uses those makaros almost interchangeably when it comes to Talmud Torah. Right, Sefer HaMitzvos, the Mishnah Torah. So the Gemara isn't wrong to ask the question. And in fact, the Gemara seems to accept the question. Go ahead. Oh, you have to revise, you're right. There actually is a chi of kriya. And again, Mikan Veilach, that second paragraph, what establishes the Chiyuv de'oraisa based on a pasuk of Kriya? Limatim osam es b'necham l'daber bam. Apparently, the Gemara didn't initially perceive anything in the second paragraph that should generate a Chiyuv of Kavana. Now the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Ma'ishnad kan mitzvah Kavano Kriya. Al vavecha is a code for kavana. Then vishinat vanecha v'dibar tabam is a code for kriya.
Al
Oh, wait a second. Okay, so if you look in the second paragraph, so you have both concepts referenced. Again, one is Lashon Rabim, so no surprise there. V'samtem is the V'ray Eila al levavchem. So that should be a reference to Kavana, V'al nafshechem. And there's also Ladaber Bam. And the Gemara has already been moded Ladaber Bam should establish a chi of Kriya according to Reb Zutra in the second paragraph. The Gemara says, well, al levavchem in the second paragraph might not be quite created equal with al levavecha, v'ayu adverim al shenoch ritzavcha yom al levavecha in the first paragraph. How so, Ezra? So that is a din in Tfilin Shel Yad. The Tfilin Shel Yad should be placed on the part of the Yad, which is Keneged Halev, which, by the way, we're not there yet, but that would then serve to establish the idea that maybe there's an aspect of Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim that comes with Tfilin, and oh, by the way, where have we seen that? Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim Shalema, right? Something has to do with the mitzvah of Tfilin. Okay, very good. So this is the Shita of Reb Zutra. So Reb Zutra says that the Maisa mitzvah of Kriya continues on, but at some point, meaning at the end of the first paragraph, Kavana dissipates. Now, we already know that we're not going to take as machmir position, halacha kebasrai, we're not going to rule in accordance with this. This is very consistent with the view of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan, right, that the entire first paragraph should require kavana. And the Gemara didn't have to be read that way, but there's good reason to read the Gemara that way, because we're drawing psukim from various places in the first parasha. That's a shita Reb Zutra. What about Rabbi Yoshia? It sounds really radical that the first paragraph isn't going to require any kavana at all. The first paragraph only requires a maisa mitzvah of kriya. Then when that dissipates, then a chi of kavana comes in, right? You go from saying this incantation without necessarily having kavana to meditation. Incantation to meditation. Incantation to meditation. We could start like a movement around that, right? Okay, so go ahead. Okay, so mikan va'elach mitzvahs kavana v'samtem es d'vray eila al levavchem. So you already know that you need kavana in the second paragraph. Hachanam yaksiv. The pasuk says in the first paragraph in Devarim Perek Vav v'hayu hadvarim eila sher anoch mitzav chayom al levavcha. Hachi ka'amar. So Gemara says you're right. That is an absurdity. It can't be possible. Right, that the first paragraph is just an incantation, something that you recite, but there has to be kavana, right? But then you can go into a meditation. Right? You could be maharher dvarim perikid aleph. Really? Maishna. As we saw in the first paragraph, Reb Zutra holds from the same limudim, hasam nami. So you have alavavchem that should establish the requirement of kavana that Rabbi Yoshi agrees to, right in the second paragraph. But ledaber bam that should also establish an obligation for kriya that you have to verbalize it. V'hachi kamar achmana igmeru. You can't compare Vishinanta Vanacha Vidibarta Bam, which establishes a Maisa Mitzvah of Kriya by Parsha Rishon of Shema, with the Pasuk in Dvarim Perikid Aleph, Limatim Usam is Vinechem, Ledaber Bam, because one of them is a Prat in Talmud Torah. What's the Prat in Talmud Torah, Ezra? What's being required of us? That when we teach our children Torah, so the Shi'ur, or the Hagdara of the mitzvahs Talmud Torah is that we have to teach our children Torah so well, igru banaychu Torah ki heichi deligrasi buhu, that they naturally speak of it. Bring me a raya of the Gemara Sukkah Mem Beis Amid Beis, Eitan. Katan hayodeya ledaber, just like katan hayodeya lenaneya chayev belulav. Katan shena tzarich le'imo chayiv b'suka. Katan sheyodei lishmar tefilav chayiv b'tefillin. Aviv lokeach l'tefillin. So katan ayodei ledaber. A lot of it has to do with dibur. But once they're able to speak, you have to make sure that that's what they talk about. That's what they talk about. Right? It's a very important idea. Ayin, the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Perek Yavos and his Perek Mishnayos talks a lot about different kinds of dibur batara. Okay, so this is the Gemara's drasha, all based on the words starting with Alev Avecha. So what emerges here, and again, neither of these opinions, you would think, by the time we got to, and this is why we started there, I didn't want anybody to be confused, by the time they got to Reb Meir, you know, is lehalacha, because you really only require kavana with respect to the first pasuk. But what question should we have now, Ben Sion? Okay, so I understand halacha kebasrai on the question of kavana, but what seems open at this point? Because it's a machlokas between Reb Yoshi and Reb Zutra, is, okay, maybe we've settled the issue of kavana, right? Tosus agrees, the Ritva agrees, the Rambam agrees. There's no question about that. But what now seems like it's an open question, and it's going to stay open until the end of the week. Okay? Well, we say kavana, right? Maybe the Ritva told us kavana satevus. So it's exactly what the words mean. Right? Shamayim va'aretz v'dalad ruchos rami? Good. Excellent, Rami. Right? That we haven't figured out yet. We have two options. Right? So the view of Reb Zutra is, at least for the first two paragraphs, right? By Yomer, we already know that they dropped that paragraph at night, right? According to B'nai Ma'arava. And Tosos Yantif will tell you, oh, the reason we do it is because, you know, it's Shkura Befinu, etc. So Reb Zutra will tell you that there's a Maisa Mitzvah Kriya, at least the first two paragraphs, the Raisa. And Reb Yoshia will tell you, Adkan Mitzvahs Kavanu Kriya, Mikan Veilach Mitzvahs Kavanu. Maybe it's only Dinder Rabbanan to say Vayayim Shemoah. Maybe it's not a Dinder Rabbanan. Okay, so that certainly remains to be figured. The Gemara doesn't tell us who we paskin like there. Okay, Ilan, and then Shimi.
Could it be that it's a Dinder Raisa where you're just allowed to think
that you're saying here, that maybe he also holds here a Kedibur Dami. It's a little hard though, because he's darshaning it based on Psukim. It sounds like it's Dinder Raisa. Yeah, Levi. Oh, sorry, Shimi and then Levi. I apologize. You had your paw up before. Good. I accept that.
That is that the ancient Greeks, did not read in their head, only out loud. So it could be that people thought of reading intrinsically as part of speaking.
But if they were reading in their head, how would you know?
Huh?
If I?
Only they would know. It's their kavanah.
They drink
kavanah.
What's that?
What's the
answer? Oh. I say, we're going to say it's actually machlokas rishonim. It's machlokas between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah. But it didn't kriya. Well, you already saw the Kriya, the Rambam assumes that you have to read all three parshas. Kriya, Shalosh, Parshiyos, Eilu, I'll say there's that, and you create Kriya Shema. So you already know where the Rambam comes out, but you see Rabbeinu Yonah, not so sure. Yeah.
What did you mean what you said about
Vayomer? I said we already have an explicit Gemara which says that there might not be an actual Chiyuv of Kriya Vayomer. But the B'nai Ma'arav?
Maybe, but is there, did they have Kavanah
for Vayomer? That we haven't seen. We haven't seen anybody who says Kavanah is required for all three paragraphs, right? The outer shita that we've seen so far is the shita of Reb Yoshia in terms of kavana.
But I'm saying, what we said
No, I was talking about the chi of kriya. We already saw that B'nai Ma'arava dropped that in terms of kriya.
Oh, okay.
It's just saying the question of kriya is going to be open for a little while.
We only dropped it at night, but this parish is dealing with the morning.
I don't know. Really? Maybe it's dealing with both. Maybe they're both part of the same mitzvah.
Especially because the nature of the role of the Mishnah kind of seems...
Hayakori batara? Ein adam lo med rov chachma so alo balayla? Okay. Mikey?
So, you said that we had a question about where this was got extending only to second parsha and not
right. That, he took that as a devar parsha. Yeah.
Also, you said how it was interesting how Rashi understood the Gemara to be
talking about the parshios instead of the psukim.
But that seems to be how the Gemara understands itself, because it talks about it in terms of the parshios.
Well,
in terms of here it says Alev Avecha, here it says.
So I was alluding to that a moment ago. I said it very quickly. Is that the argument to be made is because it's darshaning based on psukim, actually all in the first paragraph or in the second paragraph. It gives itself that leeway. But again, you could have cut it off. Let's say nobody darshans from after the pasuk of Vishinatza Menachem V'dibar Tabam. You could have said maybe that's what we're talking about. Mikan Ve'elach starts in the middle of the first paragraph. So it's not entirely obvious.
Would it be saying that you need like Kavana for the beginning of the first paragraph and the beginning of the second paragraph?
Is it so crazy? We already saw that according to Rashi and Tosfos and Rishitas Rabbi Lazar.
But like,
Rabbi Meir cuts it off after one pasuk.
And then you don't need Kavana, and then you do need Kavana again, and then you don't need Kavana.
It could very well be. Why not?
I would.
Why do we have to be so linear?
One equals sine of x.
Okay, no?
The derivative.
What's that? The Gemara and the... No, I was just saying that, okay, so we understand that in terms of Kavana, there seems to be a consensus psak. But the Gemara doesn't take a stand on the question of Kriya. How much you're actually required to say out loud, Midaraisa? That's a machlokas now between Reb Zutra and Reb Yoshia. We don't know. Kavana, we assume, okay, all the Rishonim are coming down, Halacha Kevasrei. But Kavana and Kriya are two different issues. Right? And is it possible to say in the end that we should be Michalik? Maybe there's really only a din Kriya by the first paragraph. Maybe Reb Yoshia is right. There are Rishonim, we're going to say that. We're not there yet, but we're going to get there. Okay, Yenison?
Everyone, the
Gemara
uses Lashem Mitzvah. Is it talking about Lashem
Chiyuv,
or is it just Mitzvah?
Yeah, it sounds like it's a
Chiyuv. And if so, and how is it? If we say the concept of the Gemara, how do we say there's only Mitzvah Kavanah like Kriya?
Because you maybe don't hold that there's a din of Kriya by the second paragraph. There's only a Mitzvah Kavanah. Maybe it's rabbinic. Maybe the rabbi said it's going to help you have Kavanah to say it out loud.
I mean, so what exactly is the... Is the
you're supposed to ponder these ideas.
That's why we have the Vosko. That's why you have the Parsha.
Yeah. Samtem is the Vayil Alavavchan. You should think about it. Yeah. Rami.
What's the origin of the connection between Parsha and the daughters of Mary and Gemara? Why are
we at not everybody eliminated it, right? Rabbi Yoshi eliminated it. Right? That's only one day. Rabbi Zutra accepts that. He says, no, you're right. It really is one and the same. The connection that he eliminates is between which he thinks is a real chovas kavana in the first paragraph, and v'samtem esrael alavavcham, he thinks that's not talking about kavana. That's a din and tefillin shal yad, because the pasuk concludes ukshartam liosa yedchem v'ayu totafos bein einechem. So, Mikey, just to get back to the point that you and I were going back and forth on, even though I happen to agree with you, so let me just show you something very parallel. This is why I organized it the way that I did. Take a look at the question of Amida. Amar of Nasan bar Mar Ukva, Amar Rav Yehuda. Going back to exactly the same words. Okay, Menachem, this one's for you. Amar of Nasan bar Mar Ukva, Amar Rav Yehuda. V'hayu advar yamayla shanuchim mitzav chayom al... So that's amazing. So ad al vavecha be'amida, mikan va'elach lo. So mikan va'elach, based on the interpretation earlier in the Gemara, should mean what? Mikan va'elach means the second paragraph. Mikan va'elach, you don't need to be standing still. Now we all know, just Ephraim, just bring us up to speed, the machlokes be'sol be'shamay.
The Zillow say that you call it uncorrect darko, because Bishamai require you to be standing even warming and lying down.
Right. Shchiva, shchiva mamish, kima, kima mamish. What's Beis Hillel's justification? It's based on the pasuk. Kol adam kare kedarko. Ephraim, why don't you take the Rashi for us? Be'amida. Afilu the Beis Hillel. Even to according to Beis Hillel, who says Kol Adam Kari Bedarko Kedarko, that there could be a din of Amida. What does it mean? Ad Hamikra Hazeh, Lefisha Ad Kan mitzvahs kavana. So Adam Mikra Azah doesn't mean
till the end of.
Doesn't mean the paragraph. It means to that actual pasuk. Okay, so you have to be paying very, very careful attention in this Gemara. Right, when the Gemara uses terms like mikan va'elach, sometimes it means the next paragraph. Sometimes it means from the very next pasuk. So again, just to review, according to Rashi's understanding of the Gemara, Amrav Nasan bar Merkva Amrav Yehuda al va'vecha be'amid al va'vecha zogadetech. Those two words. Ela ema ad alva vecha ve'amida mikan ve'elachlo. So the din of Rav Yehuda was as follows: Shema Yisrael Hashem Bekenu Hashem Echad v'havta Hashem Bekacha b'cholav chonav shechacham udacha v'ayu advarim ha'ela asher nochem etzav chayom alva vecha. You should at least be standing still rather than lech chavaderech. And Rashi says, why should he be standing still, Avi? Why do we care? Is there some separate din d'oraisa of standing still? Oh. Standing still is a referendum on kavana. It's really a din in kavana. Okay, that's why Rashi wants to explain it. But mikan va'elach, from the next pasuk on, what, Avi? You can just keep on walking. Right? So this would seem to align with what? With Rashi's understanding of Rabbi Eliezer. Very good. So it's a shita that we've seen already. It's a shita that we've seen already, the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. He says, Ad Kamis is Kavan, not according to Rabbi Kiva, not according to Rabbi Meir, certainly not according to Rabbi Yoshia, not according to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to Rabbi Zutra, yes, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, so let's continue on in the Gemara. Oh, okay, so this is a little bit reassuring now. To make sense of it. Go ahead, Menachem. So what's the Gemara saying? They really don't have a fundamental machlokas. The only machlokas is how much requires kavana? But they all agree that whatever part requires kavana, for sure, requires amida. So if you think mitzvah's kavana is until the end of the third pasuk, right? That's when you have to stop walking, right? And if you hold that mitzvah's kavana goes to the entire first paragraph, which is Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, which was endorsing the view of Rabbi Akiva and the view of Rabbi Yehuda, etc., and others, Rabbi Acha, Shamar Mishum Rabbi Huda, who really got that from Rabbi Akiva himself. So then, of course, you'd have to be Bi'amida for the entire first paragraph. Okay, so that's the way the Gemara comes down. We'll see the Psak of the Rambam in just a second. Okay, so let's take a look at the Bali Atosos. Alav Avecha Bi'amida. Okay, who's reading? Let's just establish the Bali Tosfos, then the Rambam, and then we'll be good to go. Okay, who's reading? Bali Tosfos? Okay, Menachem, go ahead. Yeah, why not? Lav di haya yoshev omed. Right, that could be like mamish, like a Beis Shammai problem in the morning. Maybe tarfon. Beis Hillam kol adam kerei kedarko. What's that expression? Mitzvah mina muvchar. Why am I reacting to that? You forget where? Ain't Adam Mesim Atz. No, God forbid. Bali Atosis? Okay. Against the Rambam. Right. So they say that's a mitzvah mina muvchar. See, up until now we've been saying at the right level, no, kavana would be ma'akev. So the Bali Atosos are pulling a very fancy move, Avi. What are they saying? The various shitos are aligning amida that you should stop with kavana, but that's it's not li'kuva. Let's say a person would keep on walking, they're not going to stop. Right, it's just a mitzvah mina mavchar. That's a big chiddush. What's that? Kavana would be li'kuva, right? And they're saying that this just enhances the kavanah. That's a big chiddush of the Balei HaTosfos, okay? It's not so obvious that it should be the case. That's why I stopped to Menachem, right? Mitzvah mina mavchar, you can't blow past that. You have to take at least those words b'amida, okay? Mikol makom mitzvah mina mavchar lamod. Miyushav kolkach. Right, that sounds funny. Of course, you're not miyushav kolkach. What do they mean? Dato miyushav, okay? Ve'enu yachol lechaven kshu mehalech kasher haya omed. Just ask my wife. I'm fundamentally incapable of multitasking. So sometimes I'll just stop. Yeah. I just stop. Right? Because it's already a din here. You can't be mechavin. Right? I'm just following the sheet of the Balei HaTosfos. Okay. Uba'inan kavana. There's another fancy move by the Balei HaTosfos. What have they done here? They say, neither of these shitos is represented in the Gemara, but since I paskin, that Mrs. Kavana is the only one halacha kibasrai that really requires Kavana, and we should all be able to agree that the din of Amida is only meant to reinforce the din of Kavana, mitzvah mina mubchar. So I'm only going to require this for the first pasuk. That's not what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda said three psukim, right? And Rabbi Yochanan said the entire parsha. But the Balei HaTosfos figured out from reading the Gemara that Amida was only as valuable as Kavona is required. So they say, V'chein alachdom halich v'derech mitzvah l'amud pasuk echad minan kavona v'pasuk rishon levad v'chein isa b'tanchuma. Great to be able to bring a medrash tanchuma as a raya to your position. So who picked up on it? Should be underlined that everybody's Gemara. It's like it's amazing to know this Tanchuma, but
Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is the one who says that it's not Midah Raisa.
Internally in Tosos. Thank you. It's a medrash Tanchuma went further. Also, the kabbal of Omachus Shemayim Kshu Mahalich El Yamod VeYikroch Shegiel VeHavta Yilech Adarko. Pesha Hitter Pesha Asar. I mean, you got to give the Balei HaTosfos credit for bringing up a medrash Tanchuma. It's like Rabbi Kiva Eger. How does he even know these things? A Magen Avram over here, Pri Chadash over here, and the Bekiyas Chavura will see a Yalkut Shimoni and Shmuel. Question of Te'ima, is it Hanoah, is it Achila? It says, oh yeah, look at the Yalkut Shimoni and Shmuel. But it's amazing. So you have to be astonished at the Bekiyas. But wait a second. Sounds like it's Aser. Sounds like it's Ma'akev. Just like Kavana, first Pasuk, should be Ma'akev. So obviously he didn't take the Medrash that way. He said, Aser. Aser is kind of like, you know, it's not recommended. It'll eat away at your mitzvah mina mavchar. Okay, what's that? Asar al dain yotze lechatchila, because right, mitzvah mina mavchar isn't even only. That's not saying right, b'di'eved, right? Mitzvah mina mavchar lechatchila b'di'eved. Those are different things. This is a very fascinating Tosfos, because Tosfos exposes us to the possibility that Amida might itself, you know, actively be required. So let's take a look at the Psak Halacha of the Rambam. Okay? Okay, go ahead, Menachem. Okay. So are you surprised that the Rambam cut it off at Pasuk Rishon?
No.
If you are, don't admit to it, right? The Rambam paskins that way. So the Rambam shitasa, clearly. No, it's not really clear whether the Rambam thinks it's liikuva or not. Mishay mahalich al raglav omid pasuk rishon v'asha'ar korei v'hu mahalich. You want to make an argument, Ezra? You think it's ma'ake? Hold on, one second, give Ezra a chance.
Like, he just doesn't say anything about, like, he doesn't say anything about, like,
I agree. He doesn't give you the yatsa. I agree. He doesn't. Right. So that is a very good question. That is a very good question. Do you want to play it the other direction for a second? What's that? Yeah, just play devil's advocate with yourself for a second. What would be the argument to say that the Baal HaTosfos are right, that it really is, the Tanchuma notwithstanding, right? Only really a mitzvah mina mavchar. What's the fundamental shita of Beis Hillel? Right, I think that would be the way to say it. That this can at best modify that, but it's already a din d'oraisa that kol adam korei kedarko. Undoubtedly, that's the way the Baal HaTosfos understood it.
And the pasuk we learn from is v'lachach habaderech, so pick out
kedarko. Exactly right. Okay, so that's what I think is the devil's advocate here. I can't prove it. I can't take a shvud d'oraisa b'nikitas chayfetz that your first day is wrong, according to the Rambam. But it, to me, it would be a very big chiddush to say the Rambam actually thinks that Amida is absolutely ikuva. It could be, but I think it's a 50-50. Or maybe even, I don't know, 60-40 that it's not, because he doesn't say, Umi shelo amad lo yatsi de chavasa. Ilan, which side are you on?
I'm on the side that it's not.
Okay, yeah. My instinct also, go ahead. Right, they're not. It's not going to be ma'akev kriyashon. Yeah, again, that seems very consistent with Beis Hillel's drasha of kol adam kari kedarko. I'm with you guys. Ephraim, go ahead. You were waiting.
No, I.
Okay, Yenison, go ahead.
If we're saying, can we?
Anything you want to bring to us from Akiva?
I don't know. I'm not connecting to him right now.
Okay.
He's doing something right now. I don't know. He's in the basic case. What is that? Shmuel. Is it actually to say that Tosfos shares the idea of actually that Beis Hillel is Maida? Is it possible to say that? Or is it not possible? Because Tosfos says that it's only a mitzvah of Mavchar.
Tosfos clearly says it's a mitzvah mina mavchar.
They're
the ones who brought up the Tanchuma. They weren't bothered by it in the least. I pointed out the language of Tanchuma is much stronger than the language of the Baal HaTosfos. I think most of us are in agreement, with maybe Ezra notwithstanding, that the Rambam is projecting this as a din lechatchila, and maybe he thinks, okay, it downgrades your kiyum to kiyum b'di'eved, whereas the Baal HaTosfos still say your yotzi lechatchila, it just wasn't a mitzvah mina mavchar. But again, it's hard to prove it based on the language of the Rambam. It's not dispositive.
But if we do have a mitzvah, we have a mitzvah also. If we pass on like Beis Hillel, we say let Tavod Erech,
mm-hmm.
and then we have a gemara here that says also mitzvah Yamai. Is it? How could one go beyond? How can one go and say what's called say that Beis Hillel is really being Moida, but not really. I mean, how can you have that? I'm in between now saying that Beis Hillel is Moida by this case.
Yeah, I think that's what we're getting at, is that the fundamental, that's what I was trying to point out before, is that the fundamental drasha Beis Hillel, as Ephraim said, is kol adam kori kedarko. And it would appear, as Ephraim said, of lechta chavaderech, that very pasuk that gives us that drasha, means that even for the pasuk Rishon, now in Achanami, there's a din of Kavana, and this helps support Kavana, but it would be a very big chiddush. Ilan thinks this way also, that it would be a very big chiddush to say that this would actually be ma'akev, your chiyuv of Kriyat Shema, if a person didn't stop at least for the first pasuk. Okay. The language of Tanchuma is very strong language of Asr, but again, it's not picked up. The Rambam doesn't project that language. The Baal HaTosfos certainly don't project that language. Okay, good. We have until 01?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe we'll just try to get in quickly. Question of Pirkei Dan. Okay, Ephraim, go ahead. Let's have a small diak from Pirkei Dan back to Amida, okay?
Amar Rav Yosef.
Everybody have it in the Gemara?
Pirkei Dan? Yeah.
Amar Rav Yosef, Pirkei Dan lo yikra kriya
Shema. So who's the Pirkei Dan?
Someone who's lying flat on his back.
Right. Sometimes it's defined as just the opposite, or lying flat on your stomach. Either way. Okay, but here it probably means flat on your back. Nothing wrong with going to sleep flat on your back. In fact, babies are now forced to do so. The back to sleep movement. Ah, so Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi was layit aman degani aparkid, that somebody went to sleep that way. Fortunately, I've always slept on my side before I knew this Gemara. So Imre.
Migna ki matzli shapir dami.
Right.
Mikra apagad matzli nami aser.
Right. So again, v'hut soleil yerecho. So to turn a little bit when you're sleeping is fine, but kriyat shma not so fine. Rabbi Yochanan mitzli v'kari.
Shani Rabbi Yochanan devav
aser. Rabbi Yochanan's anatomy was different, so first of all, he may have been more difficult for him, but also wasn't as much of a problem. So take a look over at Rashi. So Rashi says something very important here. Ki mitzli shapir dami. Oh, it's like a stira mine uve. Right, kabbalas al malchus shemayim is an experience in anivus. So to be doing it, you know, lying flat on your back, or even slightly tilted, right? Derech sraver v'gaiva, that probably is ma'akev, right? How could it be makabel malchus shemayim derech srara v'gaiva? That should be a bigger problem than merely amida. Good, Avi, put that in the Rambam. Okay. Kol adam. I just wanted to be medayik and then try to prove something about amida. Go ahead, Avi. Right. So that's the din of Beis Hillel straight. Osir, right? There the Rambam projects actually an Isser, as opposed to what he said before, Mishai Mahali Chalraglav Omid Pasuk Rishon. Sounds much more like a din lechatchila to me. Okay, I'm agreed, Ephraim agreed. But Osir. Okay, so again, that's what I was saying to you, Ephraim. The Rambam understood Pirkei Dan to be either way, either face straight down. Right, or that's the way Rashi understands it. Avol korei hu. Right, so the Rambam seems to accept, right, even the simple reading of Gemara, this might not be enough, is kimitzle shapir dami, v'imaya bal basar harbe, excuse me. Right, you just have to make some kind of an effort, right? Show me a little bit of an effort, and we'll give you a pass. And I think the fact that you're showing a little bit of an effort here is exactly the point. Why? Exactly. I want to apply Rashi's logic to the Rambam as well, as it's not derech sarav v'gaivas. Here the Rambam says it's davka aser. Whereas before, it sounds like the Rambam was really projecting it very much as a din lechatzchila. Okay, so we got through a lot of the fundamentals here of Kavana. So again, we saw a shita that we hadn't yet seen that up until today. The further shita in terms of Kavana that we saw was Shitas Rabbi Kiva, which is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, Parsha Rishonah. Now we have a shita that requires Kavana all the way through the second paragraph, which is the shita of Rabbi Yoshia. We equally have an outright shita that says there's a mitzvah kriya without Kavana. The second paragraph, which is the shita of Rabbi Zutra, much more to be seen about that. Kriya remains an open question, Ben Sion. We don't know how we should paskin on that issue of how much is actually a chi of kriya. We know the Rambam says, Shalosh Parshios Eder Al Seder Zeh. That is Kriya Tzma, that all three Parshios are factored into Daraisa, but there are many other Rishonim that we certainly have to learn about. In that context, we talked about what Kavana might actually mean. We saw a very important Ritva, which establishes Kavana Satevos. Ephraim, you very appropriately mentioned the Reb Chaim, the one that I had in mind to bring up, right? Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah versus Kavana L'Shem HaTevos, or L'Shem HaMilos. We talked about Amida. We spoke about two possibilities. One, the Tanchuma, this actual Isser, or is it just a Mitzvah Mina Movchar, maybe a middle Shita, the Rambam, maybe it's downgraded to a Bidiyeved, but it's not Li'ikuva, as opposed to Pirkei Dan, where there it sounds like it's really an Isser, as Rashi explains, because it's Derech Srara Gaiva. Okay, God willing, tomorrow we'll see Kriyat Shema Shel Rabbeinu HaKadosh.